This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Daily Twitter poll yesterday. Keith Butler, he got a one-year extension. He's going to be the Steelers defensive coordinator in 2021. So we know that. But will Keith Butler be the defensive coordinator in 2022? Will it turn into more than 1 year? Yes or no was the question on yesterday's Daily Twitter poll at Fan Morning Show. 26.2% of you said yes, he'll be the defensive coordinator in 2022. 73.8% of you said no, this is going to be it. It's one and done with this contract right now for Keith Butler. And a lot of coaches do go on the one-year contracts, but people think he'll be done after this year. Weekend Twitter poll, check it out. Tell your friends to vote at Fan Morning Show. It's about split right now. Will Dwayne Haskins take a regular season snap for the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2021? 47.7% of you say yes. 52.3% of you say no. So tell your friends to vote at Fan Morning Show. Okay, I saw this on the internet, Jim. This story. Are you ready here? It's out of Oklahoma. So there's a guy, he's a state rep. His name's J.J. Humphrey. He filed a bill asking the Oklahoma Wildlife Commission to set annual dates, create hunting licenses, and establish fees that, if approved, would take effect later this year. For what, you ask? Bigfoot hunting season. He wants Bigfoot hunting season. He represents Etowka, Bryan, Choctaw, and Pushmataha counties in the southeastern Oklahoma area known for Bigfoot sightings. We're going to have to talk to Jordy Mercer about this.
I know.
There's even a Bigfoot festival held there. Legends of Bigfoot, a large mythical creature with sightings throughout the U.S. and other continents, have fascinated the public for centuries. And this is like, you know, ground zero, the spot for Bigfoot sightings. So this guy wants a Bigfoot hunting season established. I don't want to talk about that guy because he seems a little bit out there. But I do want to talk about this. A small list, only like four or five. One, do you believe in Bigfoot before we move on? Do you believe in Bigfoot, Jim?
No.
I don't think I do either. Matt, you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
I don't think it. We would have seen him by now.
He can't be that elusive.
Right. The world is so dense. I'd love to, Jim. I'm with you. But do you agree that the world, in particularly our country now, is so dense that there would have, and everybody has a phone on them, we'd have Bigfoot at this point if there really was one?
Yeah, I think Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, wait. No, don't ruin it. Don't ruin it, Jim. I only Bigfoot we're talking about right now. So do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
UFOs, we go to. I have a list here of like five things. UFOs, do you believe in those, Jim? This is going to be good.
Yes.
Tell me how and why.
There's stuff out there.
Okay.
There has to be. Although using your argument, or you know, not argue, you know what I mean? So using your argument that there's so much around right now, you would think by now we'd have the technology that if there were aliens that we'd figure it out. I definitely believe in aliens. Whether they're here or not, though, that would be a different story. But yeah, I believe in UFOs.
Well, we're not just brushing aside sort of the side story here when you said, well, yeah, UFOs, but I definitely believe in aliens. Like aliens as if like they live in another part. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot out there. There have to be other things, other forms of life out there
that are just not little molecules or whatever, like big form. Do you believe in UFOs and aliens, Producer Matt?
No, I can't get on board with that either.
See, I didn't really believe in UFOs at all. But then I saw those videos from the Pentagon like a couple years ago, and those pilots are like swearing, and they're like, what is this? And using, you know, flowery language. Then I'm starting like, wow, what is that thing? But I don't know if people out there in another stratosphere or wherever they live would have constructed like something like that big. How does that happen? I don't know. But I do believe in extraterrestrial sort of, there's something else perhaps.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster. Jim, yes or no?
No.
Matt.
No.
Ah, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What do you mean? That was a big
hesitation.
There was, I mean, I've read like stories and stuff, people that, you know, firsthand accounts and people trying to take pictures of it. So maybe I'll give it a maybe for that one.
I'll give it a maybe. I think that a big sea creature, maybe that they didn't get, that they haven't identified correctly.
Yes. The sea is deep.
Does exist. And, you know, even in a lake, like Lake Lomond or wherever in Scotland, you know. But I don't necessarily think there's a monster, a serpent that squeezes things. But I think that there are some things that we don't know are there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And by the way, people are saying if there was a Bigfoot, some redneck would have shot one and stuffed it and mounted it on display at Bass Pro Shops by this point. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm also told that Western PA is one of the biggest hotspots for Bigfoot and UFO sightings. I go to the annual UFO Fest here in Greensburg. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can we do a show from there, please?
We weren't invited.
Right. Ghosts. Yes. Producer Matt. Yes or no? Ghosts.
No.
I do believe in ghosts. I believe that, like, spirits. And I'm not, like, this witchery person. But I do believe that there are ghosts that come back. Particularly, I believe in, like, the good ones. Like, somebody sees, like, somebody from their past. Yes. Jim, are you into that or what?
No, I think ghosts are you know, part of the imagination. It's like you would dream about certain things, certain people that aren't around anymore. And I think that somehow they appear in your mind. That's what I think. And, you know, apparitions, not ghosts, however.
Angels and demons, yes. Ghosts, no.
Wait a minute. Angels and so there's a good and a bad pool, but there's not ghosts.
Yeah.
You believe in angels and demons.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, you're going to see, like, people that you might have known or lived in a house before you, like, walking down the hallway. Not sure about that.
You know, I started thinking now about extraterrestrial things again. That in space is much bigger than any body of water in the world, in our world.
You think?
Yeah. So if something that we don't know, potentially like the Loch Ness Monster or some sort of sea creature could be out there, then wouldn't the logical deduction be there's an exponentially bigger chance that
some point,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I was just looking up. Loch Ness is 745 feet deep.
Yeah, it's deep. You don't want to go swimming. Yeah. You don't want to mess around there.
No.
No. Especially get grabbed by like a serpent. Elves. Last.
I know.
Elves are like gnomes or one of those little like fairies. You believe in that stuff? No.
No.
No. Jim.
No.
Okay.
No.
Jim's laughing. No. But Jim is to be taken seriously when he's just so definitive about UFOs, but he's laughing at elves.
Well. That, I mean, if you want to get technical, UFOs exist because people have seen them and can't identify them. But in terms of, you know, extraterrestrials, I mean, there's got to be something out there.
All right.
There has to be.
I hope Jim retires and becomes one of those guys we see on, like, one of those shows, one of those reality
like
shows.
To Roswell.
Yes. And you got dad jeans on, pulled up real high, and your white New Balances, and your keys hanging from your belt, and you're walking around, and you grow a beard out, and your hair real
Maybe
long.
Suspenders.
Yeah, suspenders, and you keep a kind of a little note thing, a notepad right in your pocket of your shirt that you always want to write stuff down, and you're kind of disheveled looking, Jim, and you kind of give it the old, they're out of here. I'm here to see them, you know. I hope you turn into a kind of UFO weirdo. I'd be in for that.
Okay. Area 51 has always intrigued me.
I want nothing to do with it. Nothing to do
with it. I've always been interested in that.
Here's my interest in it. It's close enough to Vegas. If I'm ever there, I'm going to Vegas. Like, I don't need to be there, honestly. That's all I need to know about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.